The pro-hydrofracking Joint Landowners Coalition of New York is unhappy with Governor Andrew Cuomo and is upset about the ongoing six-year delay of the controversial drilling process in New York. Matthew Martin reports that after many threats, lawyers for the Binghamton-based 70,000-member coalition have filed a lawsuit against the state.
2 weeks ago, the Landowners Coalition sent a letter to Governor Cuomo demanding the release of the environmental impact study on fracking, known as the ESGEIS. The deadline was yesterday. And today, Scott Kurkowski, lawyer for the coalition, filed the promised lawsuit.
Is he in favor of this or not? Because the rest of the nation is moving forward in a way that is providing energy independence. Is New York a threat to that process?
Regulators in Albany started the review process almost 6 years ago. And for the past 15 months, it has been under an additional review by the Department of Health. Dan Fitzsimmons is president of the Joint Landowners Coalition of New York. Fitzsimmons says the governor has delayed the report purely for political reasons.
It's time that Albany stops the nonsense that's been going on. They've affected the landowners' rights. They've affected our lives. And this nonsense needs to end now.
Isaac Silberman-Gorn from the anti-fracking group Citizen Action of New York says speculating about Governor Cuomo's political motives is just that, speculation.
We have every reason to believe that the governor is actually doing his due diligence by looking at the health effects of this heavy industry.
Silberman-Gorn says the lawsuit won't be taken seriously in Albany, and it's nothing more than a PR stunt. Kurkowski and the landowners are requesting a March 7th hearing in Albany. In Binghamton, I'm Matthew Martin for WRVO News.